2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Attention. This is Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery. Attention. With the access and insight on the teams you're passionate about.
I love it, baby.
This is 97.5 1280 The Zone, powered by KSLSports.com.
All right, welcome back. It's Unrivaled, 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. One of the great tunes by the Eagles. My heavens. So there was, when I was a kid growing up.
I love this song.
There was a station down in Texas called The Eagle, all right? And they were a brand new station. So how did they kick things off? They were letting everybody know that they were switching signals. It was like, you know, went from like a country station to a classic rock station. It happens in this business, right? The format changes. They played Hotel California for 72 hours straight back to back.
Wow. I'd listen.
I did. Oh, my gosh. I would just tune in wherever it was. Okay. All right.
Rising up in the air.
I'm going to let this go as long as we can.
I saw a shimmery
old
light.
Don Henley. All right. Well, why are we playing this tune? Because it's a Win Ticket Wednesday. And despite the fact that Scott won't be the one singing that night when the Eagles come to town to visit Smart Home Arena, they might call you up.
Yeah.
Is that Scott Mitchell out there? I see.
Get the lighter. Well, get the phones out now.
Oh, yeah. No lighters. Phones.
The phones.
Caller number 12 right now on a Win Ticket Wednesday on the Zone Sports Network wins two tickets to the Eagles Hotel California tour. That is a week away, by the way, right?
Week
yes.
Away.
We're a week away from this thing. So ooh. May 25th, a week from tonight, the Eagles are going to be right here at Vivint Smart Home Arena. Call number 12, 855-340-ZONE. That's 855-340-ZONE. Win two tickets to the Eagles next week here at Vivint. Man, that's awesome. All brought to you by the folks at Live Nation. For all your concert needs, visit livenation.com. Caller number 12, two tickets to the Eagles Hotel California tour. They do the full Hotel California album, front to back. And then they also do extra hits. So it's going to be an amazing show.
They play what you want to hear.
Yeah. Look, no one wants to go get the C-sides of their favorite artists. But in Eagles, they have like basically hit after hit after hit after hit after hit. Yeah. You better play.
I went and saw Billy Idol with my daughter Madison.
Yeah.
In Las Vegas last October.
You guys have gone multiple Billy Idol concerts. Yes.
And he has new material.
No thanks.
No one listened. It's like everyone's up rocking around, and then it's all of a sudden the song goes on, and we kind of look. I've never heard this one. I don't know what this one is.
Oh my gosh!
And everyone just stopped. They're just like, yeah, okay, whatever.
Is it like a total change of his style too?
It's just like, weird. It's like
this one's off my new album. And you're like, don't care. No. Oh, that's
look.
That's a death nail. New, don't tell me. Just play it.
New at your age, not a good thing.
No, it's not good.
No.
All right, Scott, yesterday we were talking about it, and it made me start thinking, because you brought it up yesterday during the break, and I thought, you know what? Scott's got a point. Because Tom Brady being roasted on Netflix, that's going to be – I'm going to watch that thing like crazy. Giselle has to say something. You've got to get some of the craziest people across the world of sports and of roasting possible. Right?
I think Bill Belichick has to be the
if
guy.
If Belichick makes a freaking appearance on that dais, I will lose my stuff.
But he's got to be funny. That's what would make it like he just gets some real zingers in there.
But Bill Belichick style zingers. And, I'll tell you, from a guy who has a background in writing comedy, when people don't expect somebody to be funny, like Bill Belichick,
exactly.
You don't expect it.
Right.
If it's even halfway there,
yes,
you will give him the benefit of the doubt and be like, I can't believe you just said that.
It'll be amazing. Yeah.
Please bring Bill Belichick to the party.
Yes.
Now, who would, as a professional athlete, who would you want to see roasted? Because it's kind of a humbling experience, but it's also this kind of, when you get roasted, it's a little bit of a humble brag. Like, oh, they're roasting me because I'm so popular, I'm being roasted. But also, people start to kind of rip on you, and sometimes these egos can't take it. Sometimes people don't get the spirit of the roast.
Well, I don't like roast when they're, you know.
Mean-spirited.
Just raunchy,
mean-spirited.
Like, be clever, you know. Say something, you know, just, you know, as you always say, don't go to the lowest common denominator of comedy, right?
Right.
And just be clever about it. And so.
Although we're not above fart jokes on this show.
Because they're funny. They're just funny.
Just so you know, fart jokes are not the lowest common denominator.
Right, right, yeah.
Sarcasm is.
So if I was taking, like, in the NFL today, like the number one person that would be fun to roast, I would say it would have to be Aaron Rodgers.
He would not take it well, which makes it even better.
Exactly. He would be this. He would hold like some vendetta.
He wouldn't even agree.
He would just be like all pouty and all, you know. And I'll tell you who has to be on there. Brett Favre has to roast.
He's got to be on there. It's Jordan Love.
Aaron.
Let Jordan Love roast him.
And then Mike McCarthy.
McCarthy's got to be on there.
He has to be on there.
Okay, now I think of
And then Davante Adams.
Put him on the dais.
Got to be on there now.
Now here's, like and right
then,
now.
But then here's the best one. Alex Smith. Alex Smith.
He can get up there.
Because Alex was the number one pick in that draft, and it's like, yeah. Got to roast
him. He's like, it's good. He's like, this feels familiar, right? Me talking on a microphone on a big stage before you do?
Yeah, exactly. I think Aaron Rodgers would be a good one.
Most awkward roast, though, right now? Like, if writers got a hold of this thing? Deshaun Watson. Like, that guy getting roasted right now?
Yeah. See that's one of those too soon.
Oh yeah,
it's just too soon.
But there's almost like a little bit of like a you have to really run him through that ringer. I think another awkward one, Kyler Murray, because like he's sensitive right now. You know, like he's a little bit hurt. A person that you could always roast and they would have a big smile on their face no matter what. Russell Wilson.
Or Philip Rivers.
Philip Rivers, like he's like.
Or Drew Brees.
Philip Rivers would be more because he doesn't actually know what's going on.
Right.
He's like, that's funny. I don't really know why, but I like it.
I'll tell you, speaking of sensitive, you know who would be sensitive? It would be Baker Mayfield.
Oh my gosh, a roast with Baker Mayfield right now. Although, I don't know. He seems to have a pretty good sense of humor. Things are just weird right now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You could probably get him pretty good, though.
Best roast, though, in all of sports right now. Would be who?
Kyle Lowry.
Maybe Chris Paul.
Chris Paul would be a good roast
where he's old, so those old jokes start coming in. He doesn't win anything, so those jokes start creeping in.
I even think LeBron would be a good roast.
Now, LeBron doesn't deserve it. You know why? Because he knows that he would get roasted because of how popular he is. He would take it like it's a massive ego boost. But I would love to hear the slighting comments. You know, from people.
You stink, and I don't like you.
I still think, though,
the best roast would just be, well, you just need Charles Barkley and Shaquille as the grumpy old men in the balcony seats.
Oh, the Waldorf and
the old Muppets.
What is it? No, Stanford and Waldorf. What is it?
No, it's
Stansbury Park and Wallingford and Wallsburg. What are the guys' names?
Wallsburg is a small town.
I know. Wallsburg and Stansbury Park, and those two aren't those the two guys that are up in the... Who is it? I can't remember their stinking names. The two old guys. It's Walford and Statler? Wadford and Statler? That's not their real names, is it? It's not Waldorf and Astoria? All right, we'll take the break here. We'll come back. Hey, around the corner, voice of the Utah Jazz, David Liggett to join us now that we're down to four teams. I'm interested to see what his thoughts are now after the Jazz were eliminated by the Mavericks, and then the Mavericks ended up upsetting these, or was it an upset against this this Phoenix Suns team? See you right here with us. More to go. 97.5 continues. It's 1280 The Zone. It is unrivaled.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.